Welcome to the Holy Church of God's Global Outreach Center. We pray that this gospel message will reach its mark into the hearts of the hearers, glorify God, lift up Jesus, and save the lost, that it will comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable, and fully furnish us with a heart for God.
And the words that I have to speak through you, my children, are words of life. Yes, eternal life. Life in this world, and yea, abundant life in this world, and life eternal in the world to come. Know therefore that I am the Lord, and I do live within thee, and I desire to flow through thee. For when my spirit has its way, his way, yea, he will flow through thee. Is it not written, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water? Life-giving water lives in you. I want that water to flow through you. Yea, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I love to see lives changed. Yeah, I love to see hearts changed. I love to see people turn to me so I can show others what I can do. I love to watch, saith God. I love to see your life changing, evolving, becoming more and more of the like the life of my son. Yea, I love to work, saith the Lord. I am ready to work, saith God. If you will open your mouth, I will fill it. If you will open your heart, I will fill it. If you open your life, I will fill it. Yea, saith God, I will fill you up and run you over that others may know me, says the Spirit of God. Because you have it in your heart to lift me up and magnify me, yea, and give others the opportunity to come to know me, I will bless what you do, and I will open doors. These are the beginnings, saith God. I will open other doors, and I will open not only doors of service, but I will open up the windows of heaven to provide, saith God. And you shall see that the hand of the Lord is indeed upon thee for good and for my great kingdom, saith the Spirit of God. Faithfulness is always rewarded, saith God. If you are faithful, I will open more opportunities, yea, and give you more responsibilities. Faithfulness is always rewarded. So therefore, take courage in your heart and know that I am the Lord, and my hand is on thee for good. Take courage in thine heart, yea, and keep the vision, for I, the Lord, am indeed at work, and soon you will see the fruit of all of these things that I have spoken, saith the Spirit of God. How long will you wander in the dark, in the deep darkness, when my hand is reaching for you to lift you out of the dark and bring you into the glorious light and to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly? What sin in your life is more important than eternal life? What sin is more important than coming out of the prison house where Satan holds you in bondage? Yea, the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy. I've come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. Receive this day, this life. For why would you die, saith the Spirit of God. You will live beyond this world. Death will not end it. There's a resurrection of the just, and there's a resurrection of the unjust. The question isn't, will I ever live again? Indeed you will. The question is, where will you spend eternity, saith the Spirit of God. The door of the ark is open wide. I've held it open just for you. Come inside and fear not the gathering storm. Come inside and be safe from the judgment to come. Come inside and be filled with warmth and goodness and rest for your soul. I am reaching into the pit where you have fallen. My hand reaches down in the darkness, for I love thee, and I have come to save you. If you will but reach up in faith, I'll take your hand this day and I will lift you out, saith God, and set you free. Hallelujah. And how shall they believe upon him of whom they have never heard? And how shall they hear except someone go? Yea, except there be a preacher. And how shall he go and she go except I send, saith the Lord? According to the scripture, I say unto thee this day that my hand is upon thee, my people, and I will send thee. Yea, thou will send my anointing before thee and upon thee, and thou shalt see the fruit of thy labors. And thou shalt know that thou art part of my great end time harvest. Even in this little place, I will do a mighty thing, saith the Spirit of God. I bring you through the valleys to bring you to the place of green pasture. I bring you through those tough times that you may know me and trust me with all of your heart. And know what you've learned in the valley you could have never learned on the mountaintop. No one ever does. For man has it within himself to be independent, but down in that dark valley, all of that independence goes, and you hear my voice, and you follow me so closely, and yea, that's the real strength of your life, saith the Lord.